with me right now is Sandeep Malani, who's a director from Bangalore, and he's the biggest fan of Sridevi, and he's with me online. What is your journey with Sridevi, Sandeep?
So when I was 8 years old, I had seen this movie of Mangalore. So my dad was a distributor, and this Tamil movie called Kalyana Raman, Kamal Haasan Sridevi, was released. Dad had released it. And since then, since the time of my 10th age of 8, I have seen on a big screen, I've been a fan. And that is not the age where you can get to know somebody. And then continuously, my dad had his LPG records, audio cassettes and video cassettes there. And then as years went by, I was schooling, college and all, I've been a fan. Like, I used to collect all the pictures from here, there, massive cuttings, and I'll make an album. I had opened Sridevi fan page in Facebook. Boni Kapoor Sridevi also are aware of it, that I run a fan page. And since 7 years now that I've been meeting her, first time I 7 years back, well, I happened to meet her. Since then, every year on a birthday, I've been meeting her, greeting her, giving her gifts. I've done a musical documentary on her called Roop Ki Rani Sridevi. I've given a collage of her, all of film posters. My album is lying in the place.
I remember doing a voiceover also for one of your movies.
For a musical documentary I did on 50 years of Sridevi's.
Yes.
Mom, during mom promotions, I was doing that as well. So this is how I worked with her. Biggest memory is that, well, my film was watched at her place. She watched it in her big TV there, big screen at her place, and that was so memorable. For 3 hours she sat down and watched. I and she watching the film was something I can't forget. And today I see that her coffin is kept in the same cabin. Her last slides will be, for public homage, is kept the same cabin. So this, I can't just went over there and came. I'm in Mumbai now, waiting for her to come.
You know, it's a very, very sad situation, but you also claim that Sridevi is like Krishna to you, and you are like Meera to her.
Yeah, that's what it is. She's goddess. I'm a devotee, you know, and I'm just nothing beyond. The people have throughout years, I've heard a lot of things of Sridevi, but see, for me, she's the only thing. I've looked up to her from my childhood. I've grown up looking only at her performances, her films, and her best film is Lamhe all the time. Lamhe is my favorite film. But then after a lot of films, Channi Chalba's mom recently was truly, she had given a fantastic realistic performance. She didn't cry by glycerin, she cried on her own. She felt it was real and she cried. She should certainly, this national award, she should get it. She's not there, but she's still present amongst all the fans. India should certainly give her standing ovation, give her national award. Filmfare has done the wrong thing by not giving her an award.
The last picture on your Facebook was with an empty coffin, and I know it's really...
That's a coffin where she's going to be laid now, a few hours from now. She's still there. Her 300 films is the proof that people can watch it a number of times in all the languages. Watch it, and then remember her. You could go to the sky, go to terrace, watch the sky, see her Chandni, Chandramukhi, and Chandrukuda, that's her name, in the sky. Well, the moon shines, you feel that Sridevi shining in the sky. And with her daughters, Janvi and Kushi, Janvi is already getting launched. Kushi will certainly get the movie. She's acting, so Sridevi's legacy should continue with these two girls. People, how much love, affection they've given to Sridevi, we should continue with Janvi and Kushi so that it goes on and on and on.
Sandeep, she is with us in our thoughts, yeah, and yeah, we have given so much of love.
Yes. Yeah.
Please take care of yourself, Sandeep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye. K-A-935.